Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Big Sean and Hit Boy, What You Expect EP. Now look, I know I've been goddamn bypassing the bios, but it's Big Sean and Hit Boy.
Yeah,
like he from Detroit, he big as hell. Like let's be honest, from a popularity standpoint, there's Eminem out of Detroit, and then maybe you could say Royce, but Big Sean is in the top three of Detroit all time. In popularity, we're not talking about the lyrical ability or the respect that he gets. We talking about popularity.
Yeah, he's definitely mainstream.
Yes.
Yeah, people know
him. Mainstream. And Hit-Boy, too. You know, the run Hit-Boy is on, we got to start mentioning him with, like, with the Madlib runs, where this guy, where the hell was Hit? Hit-Boy was hibernating. And all of a sudden, he said, yo, I'm going to drop this Nas joint. Then he gave you Nas Part 2. And then, you know, the Big Sean, and he's everywhere now. He fucking producer for Freddie Gibbs. Like, Hit-Boy, I'm glad that Hit-Boy is coming back and producing for the artists that he's doing, because I feel for a lot of them, one of the biggest things that they lacked was production. Not necessarily for Big Sean. Big Sean always had the budget. Big Sean always had everything. I didn't know that this project was coming out. This one came out the blue for me. But can I like it? I can't front. I like it. And I said it after Dark Sky Paradise. Mm-hmm. To me, that was the turning point for Big Sean, for me personally, because I feel like he lost the corny. Now, he's still annoying at times. Mm-hmm. The flow, the run-on sentence flow, and his pitch and tone, sometimes that shit does annoy me. But that's not something that he can all the way change. Okay, cool. It is what it is. But the corny lines, the punch lines, like the questionable shit, for the most part, he doesn't do no more. And this EP is the prime example of that. When you listen to that intro, Chaos, that shit hard as fuck. Yeah. That's hard. Like, if Big Sean was coming out like that from get-go, he would have way more respect earlier in the game. Like this is a really good EP. The joint with Babyface Ray and 42 Doug, I like that one too. I know it's a little slower. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't have the same type of
Well, the intro is slower.
The intro is slower. But that track, just overall, this overall thing is just, it's hard. It's a hard 6-song EP. Again, not a lot of room for error, and Hit-Boy gave him hard shit.
Yeah, I actually think this is not bad. Mm-hmm. I was really thrown off by the intro song, like the first song, Chaos. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. God damn. What Hit-Boy gonna do to Big Sean to make Big Sean like rap? You know, even though I saw some of the other names on here that was kind of questionable for me, mm-hmm. in terms of, not questionable, I would say, but knowing what style of music they make, I was curious to hear how that collab would go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think overall, I thought this was really, really solid. I was surprised that I liked it I liked it as much as I do. I don't love it. I went into it mainly to see what sound Hit-Boy would give Big Sean, mm-hmm. because of this resurgence and this run that he's on. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how I feel about some of the projects he's worked on, I'm starting to really become interested in like his sudden reappearance just out of the blue, just working with these guys and him taking an interest in these artists. So when I see this, I'm like, okay, Hit Boy's like, okay, Big Sean is the guy I want to work with, and these are the type of beats that I think he should rap over.
Yep.
That was the interesting part to me, to say, okay, how would you as a producer work with Big Sean to kind of smooth off some of those edges that you were talking about? And then you hear Chaos, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, he did it.
See, and this is where, Ken, I'm going to go a little bit left, just a little bit. I can't, you know me, I'm bad with names, but you know who you are on Twitter that was going back and forth with us when I said that Griselda and or thank you, Westside should produce for Meek, right? And the point that I'm trying to make is with the aesthetic of the music, what it does to the rapper is that you have to approach the music different. And you hear it here. Because it's not like Hit-Boy just gave Big Sean a whole bunch of boom bap shit. He gave him commercially accessible shit, not that much different than what he was doing. But when you listen, especially to the track Into It. Now, hold on. I was a little bit mad because I heard Nas on the intro, then Nas didn't fucking rap. And Nas been doing that shit lately. Nas, hey, I need you to rap, bro. But either way, like that beat, Ken, Into It. That beat is commercial. It has trap elements, but it just feels a cut above the shit that you hear on the radio. It's not that, it's not completely left for Big Sean, but it is better quality production versus what he has been over, right? And then you have to approach that different. And then the beat switch on that, like you have to approach the music different. You know who told us something? I know this is a very old interview. Drumma Boy. Remember when we interviewed Drumma Boy? And he was like, oh yeah, man, you know, sometimes I cook up beats in 5 minutes. Like the shit that he did with Waka Flocka, girl, you know he doing. He said, I cooked that shit up for 5 minutes. But he said, when I sat down with Monica, we worked for hours on a beat. Because it had to be perfect. And I'm not saying that that's what Hit-Boy did in this case. But again, different artists, different beats, different production, you got to approach it different. And for Meek, I'm like, he's cool on the, we've heard him on that. But then when we hear him on that one track that sounds a bit boom bap, it's just like, hey, wait, hold on, pump the brake. You need a little bit more of that. Another example. Listen to where Rick Ross is going sonically. And Rick Ross is one of the best beat pickers in hip hop. He's more on the Alchemist type shit now. He's more on, you know, I can't call him underground. I don't know what to call him anymore. But like the Freddie Gibbs, the Benny the Butchers, that type of, those beats that them niggas is rapping, and Rick Ross is rapping on them now. So there are guys a la Meek Mill that need a little variance in what the fuck they do because it will make the music better. A la Hit Boy and Big Sean.
Yeah, Angry and Tired was the guy on Twitter. I kind of got what he was saying, but, you know, I think to your point, like the one is a very early 2000s type of mainstream sounding beat, but it worked perfectly for Big Sean, you know. And the beat is able to, when I listen to it, I can kind of escape in the beat and not really like listen to Big Sean, but you know, I know he's there and I'm hearing him, but it's not like to the point where I'm overly paying attention to what he's saying. To a detriment, and I thought that was fine.
That beat, Ken, is fucking amazing. You know what that production style reminded me of? Like who I could hear on that? Who should have been on that? Drake. Listen to the way that Hit-Boy used that sample. How he pitch shifted me. It's something that 40 does, where he sometimes makes it sound like it's like the sample's underwater, and it'll come in and it'll fade in and fade out. He did that.
Yeah. What I also thought was interesting, Loyal to a Fault was, I don't know, I didn't care for that one too much. But Offense with Babyface Ray and 42 Doug.
Yes, that's
that
the one.
That was really interesting because, you know, I think they're both from Detroit. I'm pretty sure they're both from Detroit. And there's this sound that's being created there with these rappers, right? And Big Sean and them kind of, I didn't think they would fit and work, but they kind of did. And Hit-Boy gave, he created the perfect beat for that, for their style of rapping. Mm-hmm. And Big Sean was able to just kind of jump in and do his thing, mm-hmm. like right along with him. And I think we've done Babyface Ray on here because somebody asked us to do it.
We?
Pretty sure we have. But I'll chat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting. And I was like, okay, so is Big Sean going to start dabbling in that kind of sound a bit more? Or is this a one-off? But I think the one that really got me, man, was that last track, What a Life. Mm. That beat, the way that thing had that bass in it, that shit, that beat was nice. Mm-hmm. And again, another one that Big Sean, I thought, sounded good over. So overall, man, I thought this Big Sean Hit-Boy collaboration really did work. And I like the idea of them kind of just putting out a little bit of the product, mm-hmm. to kind of test mm-hmm. the market a little bit. Because now I would be really interested in hearing a full-length project. Because I think I think Hit-Boy is the perfect artist, perfect producer for Big Sean.
1 million.
Perfect producer for Big Sean.
Yep.
I like him with Big Sean more than some of the other artists that he's worked with, mainly because I think they just mesh well together. Even though those other collaborations worked and the majority of the people do like them, just, you know, when I think about two artists working together, this is the one.
Yeah.
This is the one.
I agree. And that's why production and where you go is so important for an artist, because sometimes it doesn't necessarily put them out of their comfort zone, but it pulls more out of them. Mm. And you hear that slight variant. You hear that difference.
What are you going to do next? You could put out some other shit like normal.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can kind of come back with almost like I don't want to say a purpose, but, you know, something a little bit different than what you're doing. A little bit more fresh than before.
100%. 100%. Ken, this joint dropped October 29th, 6 songs, 19 minutes. I'm a forego. It's so short and it's really good. All six songs. So go download it. It gives the bump of the whip seal of approval. Ken, what about you?
Yeah. No, I enjoy my listen to it, man. I like it. I actually found myself listening to it more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a good project. Yeah. It's a good project. Yeah, good. But look, guys, fourth quarter, October, or shit, November. Yeah. Literally, Ken, 60 days.
Yeah, man.
60 days. We started. Ken, I remember the first day when we said, all right, fuck it, we going to do it. And then it was like, oh, shit, like it's 365 days. And now we're at 60 days.
Yep.
That's crazy. But look, we wouldn't have been able to do it without you guys. Thank you for the support. You already know. Tomorrow we'll be back with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.